Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
New music out today, new movies in the theaters. What's out, first of all, in the movies?
Well, Brandon, we have the 47th Mission Impossible movie. No, it's Mission Impossible Fallout, with Tom Cruise coming back as Ethan Hunt, doing all of his stunts again, too, yeah. Which makes the movie just that much more special because the cuts are different. You can actually see he's doing his own stunts, which I've always thought is really, really cool.
It is.
He got injured this time, too.
And then yeah, jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like broke his foot or something.
Wasn't it building to building?
I think so.
I think that's in the trailer.
Something wild like that. Yeah. But he's held on to airplanes before while they were actually flying. I mean, there's all kinds of different things he's done in these movies. But they're saying that of all the Mission Impossible movies, this one's the funnest and best of all of them made thus far.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good movie. That's out this weekend. You also have Teen Titans Go to the movies. And I think the concept is funny because Robin, he decides it to be taken seriously. They have to make their own movie. And so
like, I'm not even sure what that's about.
Teen Titans?
What's Teen Titans?
Basically, it's on Cartoon Network. So you have like Robin and you have
superheroes.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
All these other.
Is it a cartoon?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a cartoon. Okay. But they go to the movies and to be taken serious, they have to make their own movie just like all the other superheroes. But
right. Kids
will love it.
Sure.
So that's in theaters this weekend. You also have a couple of big albums coming out, including from Kenny Chesney, Songs for the Saints.
Yeah.
It includes Get Along.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect.
That's good stuff right there.
What's cool about that album, it was recorded kind of in response to Hurricane Irma, and he's donating proceeds to his Hurricane Relief Fund, which is loveforlovecity.org. So he's going to kind of give back with this album. You also have a new one from Hailstorm. Their album called Vicious includes the single Uncomfortable.
All right.
Crazy and no one's going to save me, and I did it just to cut the noise. I did it because I'm drunk, and I did it yes to walk, because baby, I'm just one of the boys.
All right. It's a female lead. That's cool. So new stuff from Hailstorm out today.
And also from Daughtry. It's called Cage to Rattle and includes the single Backbone.
Because it can rain forever.
New music out this weekend. I like Daughtry.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thank you, David. Getting you caught up on music and movies out this weekend.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Luke Bryan has a new video out for his song Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, and it's going to make you want to go to the lake.
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
So it's all about him growing up on the lake. It's very nostalgic about his summer and his youth. And it's also about basically a young couple kind of falling in love with each other and with the lake. So you can check it out on check out the full video on the BBITM blog on kfin.com. That's kfin.com.
Also on the blog today, Scotty McCreary has a new video out. It's to a song called This Is It. The song is good, but when you watch the video and you really understand the whole meaning of the song, it's all about his wedding and that experience of getting married, the reception, and they documented the wedding and how pretty it was to be in the Carolinas on top of a mountain to get married and then them standing there in their wedding attire.
Beautiful.
Like, it's a really sweet video. You might want to go check it out. Scotty McCreary and This Is It.
This is it. This is now. This is what I've been talking about. Looking now. Can't you see?
All right, so full disclosure, Five More Minutes was a great song by Scotty McCreary. I thought that one kind of won me over. this one makes him look so human and normal.
Yeah.
I'm like, golly, that's good stuff. Go check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, guys, Jordan Davis is certainly hoping that he singles you up.
If he ever singles you up, he's ever stupid enough, I'm going to be the first one calling you baby.
Baby. But he's also hoping that you don't touch his beard, because the dude has like a ZZ Top beard. And yeah, he takes a lot of care of it. He has the special beard oil, the beard shampoo, the beard conditioner. You won't see a bird flying out of his beard or any of the leftover food or anything like that. Mm. He takes really good care of it.
It's all gross.
But he doesn't like people touching it. And he compares someone touching his beard to him touching a pregnant woman's stomach, which I know you like to do a lot.
Oh, I love that, though.
Yeah,
it's
because
awkward.
You like to...
Is it?
Yeah, you're into pregnant
when we're
women.
Places and you just walk up to people that are pregnant.
No, I don't do that.
Hey!
I ask first, hey, may I touch your belly, please? Ooh, I do think pregnancy is really, really pretty.
That's
it's like people touching my head.
Yeah.
Can I rub your head for good luck? Like, what do you say? Okay.
You say no. Do you ever said no to that?
No, I never have. It's like me going, can I rub your butt for good luck?
All right.
Kelly.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Later today, 11 until 1, I'll be live with the Kavanaugh Auto Group right there on the corner of Caraway and Highland. They put all these vehicles out there and they sell them at crazy, crazy prices. So if you see trucks and cars from all over, all the different Kavanaugh dealerships, all there at the corner, stop by and hang with us. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. Big time savings if you're looking for a vehicle today, 11 until 1, all day today, all day tomorrow. But I'm out there later on 11 to 1. So,
that's awesome.
Come on. David, what's on TV this weekend?
All right, on TV this weekend, it kicks off today. In fact, it's probably already on there. On Netflix, the sixth season of Orange is the New Black is here.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to check that out, that's up on Netflix. You also have $100,000 Pyramid, Sunday, 8 o'clock on ABC, Leslie Jones versus Taye Diggs on that. You also have, Brandon, you might be watching this.
What?
On Sunday at 8 o'clock on E!, the third season finale of Total Bellas.
Ooh, this is the one where Nikki Bella calls off the wedding with John Cena.
Ooh.
So if you want to see those moments, real moments, Total Bellas this weekend.
Also on Sunday, 9 o'clock on Comedy Central, the roast of Bruce Willis. And a lot of people have been talking about this, and maybe for the wrong reasons. Who is America with Sacha Baron Cohen? That's on Sunday, 9 o'clock on Showtime.
My favorite show is Who is the Boss with Sasha Banks. That's a great WWE reference. Ooh, ooh. For those of you who don't know, you don't know. But for those of you who know, bam!
Right.
There you go. It's Friday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's time for the week.
All right. We got to go. We'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.